Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say happy birthday to not only my favorite cast member, but also one of the funniest people I've ever met. Kelly, I really like the work that you do. You're hilarious, and to think that you do it while supported by an all-male cast just makes it all the more remarkable. Wait, what? It's not Kelly's birthday. Who? Sorry, there's been a misunderstanding. Can you all, like, edit this out?
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Behind the mic.
Mother's Day is this weekend, and we'd like to take some time out to thank our moms, because without them, none of this would be possible, because we wouldn't be here without you. Mom, I just want to congratulate you for giving birth to me.
Well, I love you, Mama. And I'm sorry for everything I've done to embarrass you on Dish Nation. And I'm sorry for the stuff that's coming up next week that will embarrass you that I do on Dish Nation.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Candy. I just want to say thank you so much for bailing me out of juvie that one time and letting my high school boyfriend stay over from time to time. And I just want to apologize that I haven't given you a grandchild yet. And I don't think it's going to happen.
Mom, you know I love you. Happy Mother's Day. Being a strong African-American school teacher raising two kids in a two-bedroom house, you know, you really showed me the kind of woman that I want to be with.
That's why.
What? It could have gone, I want to be, or you want to be with your mom.
Like you're like
it's like, either way, it's wrong.
Happy Mother's Day.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Behind the mic.
Oh, man, Kelly Raspberry's going to miss this.
What?
We have our friend on hold from Potluck, Texas.
Yeah, Kelly wants to get coffee.
Wow. Man, she always misses Rhonda when she calls in. Hey, Rhonda.
Hello there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Maybe you can hold on to Kelly.
This here is Rhonda calling from Potluck, Texas.
Yep. Hang on, Kelly's
I am calling today because I feel it is my duty to remind some of you slackers up in there that Sunday is Mother's Day.
It is.
Yes, we know. Yeah. Rhonda.
Celebration of all the wonderful women in the world who've given their hearts, their minds, their souls, their very innards to creating life.
That's graphic.
Innards?
Some of it created accidentally, but we learned to love them anyways.
Okay.
Oh, man, okay.
Whether you're a child conceived after one passionate night with that sweaty drummer from the Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band. Let me tell you something. It wasn't so easy in a two-seater Fiero. You practically have to be a Cirque du Soleil performer to make that happen.
Oh, wow.
Or whether you were a child conceived out of love. You know, when does that happen, right? Or whether you're a child not born from your mama's body, but chosen in your mama's heart.
Aww.
You better do something for your mama this Mother's Day.
That's right.
Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris, put them Cheerios back in the toilet. I am trying to potty train your baby brother, Philip Michael Thomas.
That is a good way to treat
me. I'm sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No problem.
Anyways, I just want to let y'all know something.
What?
Not lost on me that the only mother on your show always leaves the room when I call in to your fancy pants morning radio show.
Yeah, hold on a second. Sorry.
Well, I can only assume one thing.
What?
Kelly Raspberry don't like me.
Oh, no, it's not that.
Oh, I get it.
It's not.
I've dealt with the jealousy and contempt from other women who feel threatened by me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame Kelly Raspberry none.
Okay.
Just because she don't like me, though, don't mean I have to show her the same disrespect.
That's right. If you hold on, she'll be right back.
I'm a fan of Kelly Raspberry. I even go down to Paul's Pig Feet Pagers and Loaning Library sometimes to get on the internet.
Okay.
And I pull up Kelly Raspberry's MySpace page.
Oh, MySpace.
Oh, MySpace. You might want to look.
I love to look at them pictures she posted of her precious darling angel Emma Kelly. A little pudding pie.
Uh-huh.
Almost brings a tear to my eye. Hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You don't have to say the show's name.
Rusty Wallace, you stop sticking a fork in the light socket to see if the power's back on.
Wow.
I done told you, when the Kid Craddock Morning Show gets around to calling my name, and Kelly Raspberry draws out my electric bill in that bucket, that's when we can have the basic necessities of life again.
Okay.
Not a minute before. Oh. Sorry about that, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's fine. I'm sorry. Your power's off right now.
Think as much as I've done for you people over these years, not show old Rhonda some favoritism on that particular contest. Well,
it's all random.
The rules.
But I digress.
And we're not even doing it.
What was I talking about? Kelly Raspberry and that darling angel pudding pie, Emma Kelly. You know something, the Kid Credit Morning Show?
What's that, Rhonda?
What?
Yeah?
What, Rhonda? You stuck? You lose your place?
Wait, what?
You lose your place?
You know, Kelly Raspberry always managed to find something else to do and leave the room when I call in. Obviously, this is not an exception.
Yeah?
I can take a hit, Kelly Raspberry, wherever you are.
Hold on, she'll be right back.
You can hear the sound of my voice right now.
Oh, no, I don't think there's anyone that can't hear it.
From one mama to another, I admire you.
Kelly,
as a mother.
Kelly, hurry up and come back. Rhonda's on the phone.
I know I somehow managed to juggle all of mine. What am I now up to? 17, 18? I done lost count.
I don't know, Rhonda.
But I got my husband,
Rhonda Duggar.
He's my common-law husband, Earl, to help me out when he's home and not running around collecting tin cans off the side of the road to help make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
But you, Kelly Raspberry, how you managed to raise just one child with a live-in nanny in a house with electricity
and a moat,
not to mention running water,
yeah,
while scraping by on $1 million a year. Yeah, I read that on the internet, and if it's on the internet, you know it's true.
No, it's not,
you
Rhonda.
You got
it's
the internet.
Wow. I just want to say, it's at the loaning library, if you were paying attention earlier. I get on the library's internet. I just want to say, Kelly Raspberry, you are an inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kelly Raspberry didn't hear that. I hope y'all was recording it on a cassette tape so she can listen to it later.
Well, yeah, we don't use cassettes.
Hold on.
She can just pop that cassette tape in that fancy cassette player in her car.
We don't have...
And listen to it whenever she needs to be reminded, hey.
What?
When the world beating me down,
mm-hmm.
I got my little pudding pie, Emma Kelly, waiting home for me with my live-in nanny.
Yep.
I'm going to go give her a great big hug and a big kiss right after I get my pedicure. Go to lunch with my girlfriend and get my hoo-ha waxed at the Pretty Kitty. Hey, wait a minute. Hang on, Kid Credit Morning Show.
Yeah, we'll hang
Michael
on.
Michael Clark Duncan, I don't care what you heard JC say on the radio. You cannot milk a bee. You gonna milk the cat because Mama needs some cream in her coffee.
Oh.
I got to go to Kid Credit Morning Show.
Oh, good old Rhonda.
Kitty
creamer. Milking, huh?
Mm. Kelly, you missed Rhonda.
Oh, she had such nice things to say about you.
Yeah.
She looks up to you as a mom.
Yeah.
Who?
Rhonda from Potluck, Texas just called.
Oh, pfft.
She has nice things to say about
I'll
you.
I'll still take her
phone call. You want some kitty milk to put in your coffee?
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Hi, it's Jean.
And Jerry.
From Barking Hound Village. And we have a very special guest that wants to say happy birthday, Maximus Owens. Max, come here. Come say happy birthday.
Now, on with the show.
Is that what he sounds like?
No. it's my pug's 10th birthday.
A gassy
but
pug.
But he's having a sleepover for the weekend.
All right. Mommy's got to go play.
Yeah, mommy be
back.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Week. Mm-hmm. And all week long, we called our former teachers and let them know how much they meant to us. But it also happens to be National Nurses Appreciation Week. They fall in the same week. Two of the best professions
out
there.
You think out of 52 weeks of the year, they can separate them.
Right.
They got to double up on something. So.
Stand alone.
I mean, and you guys know this, that before I stumbled into radio, I was becoming a nurse. I was on my way to become a nurse. So these people are very near and dear to my heart.
I've dated a couple. So, you know.
Nurses. Yeah. And so we decided to show our appreciation to all the nurses that have gone on the Kids trip, but we can't get them all on the phone at the same time, so we decided to call a couple of them.
All righty.
Timo is on the phone with us right now.
What's up, Timo?
Timo.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Timo.
Buddy. I think this is the only time we've ever talked to you outside of the Kids trip.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I think I see you guys once a year, and it's kind of like, I just finished seeing you last year, but it's good to talk to you guys.
Timo is one of those faces. I'm always so excited to see him every year. He's like a big as a part of a tradition for Kids for me, you know, going on the trip. But then I never see Timo again.
Until next,
because he is truly so committed. He speaks Spanish.
Yeah. Shout out!
And we have some families on the trip that Spanish, they can speak some English, but they're not really comfortable with it, or they can't speak English at all in some cases.
Right.
And Timo embraces these families and really becomes one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And just, we don't see him, and he's just so committed. It's not about him having a good time. It's about making sure they have a good time.
Sure.
Timo, how many trips have you been on?
How many trips have you been on, Kelly? I think this is my 17th or 18th year. I think the 1 year I wasn't able to go because I was in the Army and I had to go to Fort Bragg for a year.
We're still upset about that.
That trip.
Well, last year would have been my 20th, but I took 1 year off when I had him at Kelly.
Right, right.
So
this may be my 18th, I think.
18th trip.
Wow.
Hard to keep track.
I'll be going on my 9th trip this year. We also have Tanya joining us on the phone.
Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Good morning.
Tanya says she's been on 13 trips, maybe.
Maybe. See, that's the thing. We can't remember.
You can't keep track, man.
Tanya. It's hard. It's just such a great experience and everything. You lose track. And like Timo said, it's kind of like the highlight of your year. You wait for it every year and everything. And it's always such a blessing to be asked to come back again and be with these great kids and these families.
And a lot of nurses ask, how can I go on the trip? But the thing is we have this core group of nurses that have gone, 13 years, possibly 18 years, because, I know there's other really great nurses out here, but these have become part of our kids' family.
It's almost like supreme justices. You got to wait for them to step down before you get another one.
Yeah. And plus, I think
I'm the luckiest nurse in the world. And people ask me all the time, well, how can we get on that trip? I'm like, I don't say a word. I just keep my mouth shut. And I'm like, I just keep hoping they ask me back every year.
Well, plus you're experts at the parks by now, right? What ride have you ridden so much? You're like, I'm really okay if I don't have to ride that one again.
Well, I was thinking about it last night, and they probably hate me for this, but they hate me for about 10 seconds, and then they embrace it. The first ride we go on, and you're right, Kelly, I take the Hispanic families, and the first ride we always get on is a Tower of Terror. And for about 10 seconds, they look at me like, what did you do to us?
Right.
But you know what? It's interesting because these kids have been so, they're so special, these kids. And after they get off that ride, they're looking at me like, oh, my God, our parents have never let us get on anything like this, you know? And that kind of starts the whole weekend. But the Tower of Terror is always our first ride, and they love it after that.
What about you, Tanya?
My favorite ride is West Mountain. And I think I could ride that a million times, and I'd never get tired of it. Whereas, unlike Timo takes them on the Tower of Terror and the Rock and Roller Coaster, I'm the one that will happily sit there with the younger kids while the parents get to go on those rides along with the other kids that get either suckered into going or they're so excited to go they just can't stand it. So I happily stay with all of the stuff and the younger kids that aren't able to go on there. So woo to those that'll go on the really scary rides. I'm over that part.
You know what's cool about the trip, too? When we go on the kids' trip, towards the end of the trip, when you ask the kids, what's been your favorite part of this whole trip?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the rides or the free Disney stuff that they get or the Mickey Mouse ears or meeting Mickey or Minnie. And a lot of the times, a lot of the kids say, I loved meeting Timo or I loved meeting Tanya. That was my favorite part because you guys stay in touch with a lot of these families.
We do. Yeah, we do. I was thinking also that the Hispanic families, for me, they don't really like to express themselves as much per se, you know. And so, after a long day at Disney, when we're sitting there at lunch and they're just reminiscing on what we've done all day, they're just in tears. They can't believe, thanks to the listeners and all the donors who give money to this trip, they're just amazed, and that's when they actually give their appreciation and listening to the stories of these kids is just amazing,
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just,
I think that's when it really sinks in for them too. I mean, they don't know what to expect because so many of these families have never been on a vacation or to an amusement park with these kids. And so they have no idea of what to expect. And so they are just so overwhelmed the whole weekend. And then all the emotions just come flooding out Sunday night and Monday.
And you know what,
Kelly, I remember one trip, we had about four of my kids were in the bathroom. I'm like, what are they doing in the bathroom? And I went in there. And they're playing with automatic soap dispensers. They're so amazed.
It's the simple things.
Soap dispenser. Right. Mm-hmm. That was like the highlight of their day. Well, not the highlight, but that was the start of the highlight. So that was kind of cool, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they like the soap dispensers. They like the escalators.
Dude, yeah, we
had the turnabout doors.
Yeah, just wanted to go up and down the escalator all day long.
Being on a plane, that's like the biggest deal ever.
Exactly.
Well, Timo and Tanya.
I'm trying to get on a ride, and they just don't want to leave the bathroom, you know?
Yeah. Timo and Tanya, I mean, we get to take them on this fabulous kids trip, but they're nurses throughout the year, not just on this. So,
right.
You know, Tanya, what do you do? You know, what's your typical nurse-like day?
Well, it was last fall. I changed jobs, and I am now the director of a medical surgical unit and an ICU.
Oh.
So I get to oversee and help my nurses provide the best possible care that they can to the patients that we serve.
Yeah.
So it's a lot like what I do on the Kids Tip. You know, it's all about making it happen for other people and making the best experience possible, because we're here for the patients is what it all truly boils down to.
And that's what if you ever end up in a hospital or you give birth, you will notice very rapidly that, yes, the doctors help a lot, and they're very knowledgeable.
The nurses are going to be there. Yeah.
But who's there all the time?
The nurses are the ones that are holding your hand. They're the ones that are taking you to the bathroom if you get sick and holding your hair back.
They're also the one waking you up every 2 hours to take your temperature.
They're waking you up to take your temperature.
At 5 in the morning.
What's up with that?
That's good. You know, when my wife gave birth.
We're making sure you're still alive.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. When my wife gave birth, they would let us sleep, and they would feed our baby. I mean, you nurses, if you're just getting
nurses rock.
Nurses rock.
There you go.
We appreciate you, nurses.
Yeah, we appreciate you both, Tanya and Tima, not just for what you do for us on the Kids Trip, but for what you do to give back every day by the profession you chose.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
And we didn't mention Kids is our organization that Kid founded over 20 years ago that takes chronically and terminally ill kids to Disney World every year, and their families, and mamas, brothers, sisters, dads, everybody.
And we're accepting applications
right now.
Exactly. You can go to kidskids.com to download that, KIDDSKIDS.com. And maybe you'll be meeting Tanya and Timo at Disney World.
There you go.
Timo and Tanya, we'll see you guys in November.
Happy Nurses Week, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Love you guys.
Happy Nurses Week.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Nice.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Jenna's going to be on her way to Mexico in a few hours.
Yes,
she is.
She's on a different part of Mexico than what we're giving away a trip to.
Yeah. So we want to send you to Mexico as well.
Sure.
So you could join in on the fun. It's a trip for two to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. Brand new resort.
I'm excited. We're going to be going there later this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, whoever wins gets to go visit and tell us what it's like.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get the trip to. All you got to do is play the game. On the clock for the Hard Rock.
I like it.
All right.
Let's meet our contestant. Her name is Susie Long. Hello, Susie Long.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Calm down.
Tell us.
I'm going to faint. I swear, I'm shaking so
don't,
bad.
Don't
I'm
faint.
Calm
don't
down,
faint.
Susie Long, and tell us a short story about yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I have 3 kids and 4 grandkids, and I work for an optometrist. Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous.
you must have started early because you sound
really young.
I've tried. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
you sound like you need a vacation, Susie.
I do. I really, really do.
Have you got yourself a husband or a honey? Do you have yourself a husband or a honey?
A honey.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, honey.
All right. Maybe your honey will be going to Playa.
That's
we'll
what
see.
I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I hope so.
Here's how the rules work, okay, Susie? We're going to play you an audio clip of a celebrity that we've played on the Hizzy Wood Hizzle. So you've heard it before if you listen to the show all the time.
Oh, yeah. I listen to you guys all the time.
Perfect. Kelly then will give you 3 verbal clues, and then we'll tell you to guess, okay?
You'll have 6 seconds on the clock.
Did you happen to go to the website, though, and get the visual clue?
I did.
Oh, good.
Oh, right.
You're the first one that said
Susie.
Yes. That's awesome.
You're one step ahead, baby.
Way to be prepared, Susie.
Yep.
All right, Susie. This should be easy for you then, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Deep breath. I'm going to play your audio clue right now. Here you go.
I agreed to do this roast because I really wanted to do something I'd never done before. Something that has zero artistic value. Something nobody will remember 3 months from now.
All right, and here are your three clues. Lohan list, Oz, and underage Instagram. Now, you've got 6 seconds.
James Franco.
Oh, okay. You don't even need it. You know what? Because she got that visual clue. She already knew.
That's right.
Long, you're on fire.
You are going to Mexico with your man.
Yay.
Girl.
Oh,
my God.
We're going to fly you and your man to the brand new.
What? What? I'm sorry.
You got to let her finish screaming.
My bad.
I didn't hear what you're saying.
We need the screaming for the promo. Right?
I'm sorry. My bad.
Talking all over your good time.
I want to tell you where you're going. You're going to the brand spanking new Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya. 4 days, 3 nights. This is an all-inclusive, so you don't need to take no money.
I can't believe it.
There's a hot tub in every room.
I swear I'm going to faint right now.
Susie, you're putting a huge smile on my face.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what happens now. You know what happens now.
Have you been to Mexico before, Susie?
What?
Have you been to Mexico before?
No.
This is what we have to sit through is Big Al's Mexico tip of the day.
Oh, man.
Al, Big Al's Mexico tip of the day.
Give me any tip you want.
Okay.
Well, actually, the tip today is actually about tipping. The coin in Mexico, the biggest coin that you'll have, Mexican coin, will be a 10 peso coin, okay? Now, okay. You kind of feel like it's a dollar, but I just want to tell you, it's not quite a dollar. It's actually about 77 cents. So when you buy a beer, tip them more than just 77 cents for me, please.
So you're saying that a dollar, American dollar in Mexico is worth 77 cents?
It's about 11 pesos to 12
depending
pesos.
Depending on where you go, but it's in the neighborhood of 77 cents.
Wait.
So you're saying a dollar is 11 pesos?
A dollar is worth less in Mexico.
No. A dollar is worth more.
No,
I know, but you're saying a dollar is 77
cents. I'm saying the 10 peso coin.
Right.
Equals
about 77 cents of our money. So if you're tipping the 10 peso coin.
She's going to an all-inclusive resort where they don't tip.
Hold on.
Again, another useless Mexico tip from Big
Al. You know
what?
She might lead a dang resort.
Don't leave the resort.
Susie.
Everything's free at the resort.
Thanks for nothing, Al. Was Big Al's Mexico tip of the day.
I'm trying to get my Mexico people paid.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Susie, you enjoy Mexico and hold on for us, okay?
Oh my God, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited. Yay. I could cry.
Oh,
oh my God.
I don't want to let her go.
I know.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh, thank you. I'm
going to
shut up now. Thanks, guys. I love you.
We love you.
All right, hold on,
too, baby. Oh,
and that's how you win right
there.
That's how you do the winning.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Today's a big day. Big, big day. Friday.
Yeah. Friday.
Man.
The Eagle flies today,
I've been
bro.
Waiting all week for Friday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Buddy. Been waiting since Monday morning.
It also happens to be Lil Jenna's birthday.
Yeah. My little girl's growing up.
You're a grown-A woman now, Jenna.
I expire today.
Don't say that.
Only in certain groups.
Yeah.
Some guys will still holler.
30.
Yeah, dirty 30. How do you feel? Do you feel old?
Physically?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm tired. Yes.
You feel tired?
She was tired yesterday, though.
I feel my age, I think. Yeah, I feel my age. No, I am tired. We get up early. But I'm excited. It's good. It's fine. I mean, birthdays are... People put too much pressure on birthdays. Birthdays are days, and I'm excited because I've never done a birthday trip before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Cabo for the weekend.
Yeah. I feel like, Al, I don't know if you noticed this, but when it's a girl's birthday, it's like a lottery. You either, I expected Jenna to either come in here with a huge smile on her face like she has right now, or she was going to come in crying.
No, I knew she was going to be in a good mood. She's going to Cabo. She's going to the beach.
She's going to Mexico.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I have my closest friends going with me, so why would I be weepy?
Something about aging makes you girls cry.
I'm so happy.
You know, not for me. It's not about aging. It's just about, like, you want to be happy, you know?
You want to be happy.
Yeah, that's all we really want. That's all we want for our children, those of us who have children.
Well, our production staff... Our production staff put together something to try to make you happy, Jenna.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice little gift from our production staff to you on your 30th birthday.
Okay.
Hi, Jenna. It's Mama, Candy. You know, sweetie, my world changed forever. For the better. May 9th at 6:41 a.m. See, you were always meant for mornings. And I can't even imagine a world without you in it. Now... I know you told me not to buy you anything for your birthday. You did not want me to spend any money and that you really don't need anything. But it's your 30th birthday. I wanted to get you something special. I had to. So, I hope you like what I got you. I didn't have to spend a penny. Because money can't buy love. Happy 30th birthday, sweetheart. I love you so much.
Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
Hi, my name is Christine Carlson. I am a good friend of Jenna's from college, and I wanted to call and wish her a very happy birthday. Miss you very much, and hope to see you soon. Love you.
My name is Bob Berry. On WEBN Radio in Cincinnati, I was known as Bob the Producer. I can't believe, can I say how old you are? 30. Oh, my God. OMG. I hope you have a great day, and I know you're going to have a great career. Happy birthday, Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. It's Laura, your best friend from college. Just want to call and wish you a happy, amazing birthday. You've been such a great friend to me. You've always been there for me, and I'm just so grateful for your friendship. You mean so much to me, and I'm so proud of you. So happy, happy birthday. See you soon.
Hi, this is Lawler. Jenna is my mentor and my friend. Jenna, you're an inspiration to everyone you meet and the reason I moved out of my parents' basement. Happy 30th birthday. I look forward to catching up with you next quarter.
Hi, this is Colleen Orsch. I went to college with Jenna. Just calling to wish her the happiest, happiest 30th birthday. And I will see you in June. Love you. Rat face.
Hi, Jenna. It's Christy. Happy birthday.
I'm Holland, and I'm Jenna's roommate. Happy birthday, Jenna. I'm so glad you were born. I'm so glad I've been privileged enough to be a part of your first 30 years. So here's the next 30 years. Love you, and I can't wait for Cabo.
Nice.
I wish we could have just ended with your mother. That was so
That was put
funny.
Together by your
I know
mom.
I know you told me not to get you anything.
I know. I was so expecting I got her to walk in. I thought she was going to walk in.
She was looking around like, oh, what's up?
I was waiting for somebody to bring in your gift. I got you love.
Oh, my gosh. That was so, so nice. And see, now you said I was happy. It's making me cry. That's so,
happy
so
tears.
Nice.
That was put together. Your mom and Claudia. Got all those people
to
call in.
Thank you so much.
And then our production
team put
it together.
I'm sorry. No, that makes me so happy. That's so, it's like just the nicest thing ever. Thank you.
Get out of here. Go get on that plane.
Okay, I'm leaving, you guys.
Crying.
I know, but it's just really, really nice. Oh,
God.
I'm sorry.
Now this has gotten awkward.
No, I'm sorry. It's just nice.
You feel bad about
birthday
you.
Speech.
No.
Birthday speech.
No, don't do that.
No.
All right, Kelly, let her do a birthday
speech. Hey, do we have any tequila in here? We can do a shot right quick before she gets on the plane.
Yeah, we do.
We're a radio station. We should have something. Some alcohol.
Yeah,
we drink.
We're going to do a tequila shot.
Let's get my eyelashes
right now?
Wet.
I think we got some Centenario in here. That's my. Oh, that's not tequila.
I was making a drink.
He's going to get some tequila.
Finger
really?
Up.
Centenario and Yeho, baby.
Hey, to the birthday. I'm not
gonna come you always make it a way
to get a drink?
To get a drink.
Yeah. That's what I do, though.
Thank you, guys.
The gal brings the party.
You know what I found?
Apparently he didn't bring it this time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what the lesson I've learned is with people and life and everything? Just keep your expectations low.
Yeah.
I didn't have a whole lot of... I just was expecting you out of town. That was really nice. Keep your expectations low with everyone and you
See,
won't.
That's a great life lesson.
Really
just
is.
Don't ever expect anything.
Don't expect a damn thing.
Kids, don't expect
you
anything.
You expect a guy to like you back? Just don't expect it. And if he does, great. And if he doesn't, then you won't be...
Okay, let's,
what is this?
We can go, oh, we can go back to
what
my
is
birthday.
It?
What is it? What is it? Oh, this is not my scenario.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, this
what are we
is...
shooting, vodka?
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's tequila.
Man. Oh, it is tequila.
Oh. Okay, you have that water chaser?
Oh.
Yep.
All right, y'all.
I have eggs and... Oh.
To 30
okay.
years.
Oh, this isn't going to be good.
To 30 good years with Jenna.
Tequila makes me throw up when
oh,
I shoot
Lord.
It.
Well,
Jenna,
so don't shoot it then. Just take,
I'll
just
do
take
it.
A sip.
Okay, let's do it.
It's your birthday. And you know what? I don't expect anything from you, Jenna. Happy birthday.
We got to do a Mexican toast.
All right, go ahead.
You got to toast Jenna, really.
To Jenna?
Yeah,
to Jenna.
No, you know what? Toast whatever you want.
Jenna, I love you. You make me want to try harder in fashion. Thank you for being you.
Jenna,
well said.
I wish I would go to Mexico with you and see you topless on the beach.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Jenna, pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' el centro, adentro.
There we go. All right. Is that me? Right. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh!
tequila.
That was that? Dumb.
All right.
That was dumb, you guys. That was so dumb.
Wow. Okay, I'm bringing a bottle of tequila next time.
See any
whose birthday's coming up?
You didn't even shoot the whole thing, you wuss.
Oh, my gosh. Ow.
By the way, on my 30th birthday, you guys forgot. I walked in and Jenna's the only one that said happy birthday to
me. My friends are here.
Yay, friends.
Her friends are here. And you know who else?
Yeah, JC, you should feel bad. You just turned 30. We didn't do squat.
You guys didn't do anything.
Yeah, I had a wife and have like two babies.
I walked in with a big smile and looked at Kelly, looked at Al, looked at Jenna, and Jenna goes, oh, yeah, happy birthday, JC.
Yeah, I forgot it was your birthday.
Because we're always on spring vacation during your birthday. We forgot.
It's more. No, it's fine. I got kids and stuff.
No, we'll make it up to you sometime.
They gave me a little.
We'll catch you at 40.
Yeah.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
That's our HR person.
Well, Jenna's in the car and heard that.
That's our HR person doing voices. That's how talented our building is.
That's right.
Joining us in studio.
Yeah.
As seen on Chelsea Lately after Lately, author of Life as I Blow It, which is being developed into a TV show, and got a second book called Has Anyone Seen My Pants? Scheduled to be released early next year.
That's a good title. Right?
Sarah Colonna.
Hello. Hey. I'm 38 years old. I have a question. When does the drunk texting stop? I'm the worst at it. Like, there's, you know, when you like, you get the phone and you have like an eye closed and you're like, this is going to be a good text.
It's cologne.
I like that you think the A is silent for some random reason. Somebody,
that's not our fault.
Somebody
we were told that.
Came in and made a point to
and
come
we
in
were
here.
Even like, why would she have a silent? Who has a silent A on the end of their name? We're like, okay.
No, I mean, I wish that I could pull that I was like famous or something.
Yeah.
And just be like, it's cologne. No, yeah, I dropped the A.
It really made it threw me off because I'm like, is it Bologna and not Bologna?
So you heard him correct me.
Yeah.
You heard how uppity he sounded when he
did. I did. He corrected
you. Yeah. There's Al being uppity again.
Yeah, that's me. Uppity. They call me Uppity Al.
Uppity Al. That's what they told me when I came in here. They were like, beware of Uppity Al.
Uppity Al with the chewed up flip flops.
Especially now that you've had a shot of tequila.
Yeah, buddy.
I know. I mean, that wasn't very strong tequila. I'm fine. Or either I've got a problem.
I'm not fine.
Because I don't feel it.
Every time I go to Mexico, and you just got back from Playa del Carmen, I heard you say.
Yes.
Every time I go, I do a tequila shot before I get on the plane. It's not a plain thing. It's just a tradition thing.
It's an excuse thing for you to have a shot of tequila at 7:30 in the morning because you're not on a plane right now, by the way.
Might be an alcoholic thing, Al.
But I like that you sent her off with a shot of tequila. I mean, it's very early for that. But
it's the way you do.
I'm impressed.
Would you like one?
No.
Yeah. Do you have to take a shot before you start your stand-up routine?
That's a good question to calm your nerves.
Because I feel like it's nerve-wracking. I did a stand-up once. I did knock-knock jokes.
You did?
Yeah, because my...
I literally did
knock-knock jokes because my boss said, I guarantee you would not get up there and do knock-knock jokes. And I did it. But it was so nerve-wracking. There were so many people out there, and they're all staring at you, and they have their eyes wide open, and I feel like they're puppies.
Well, if you were doing knock-knock jokes, I would have been more terrified. How'd that go?
Not good.
You expect.
Not well. Not well at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a drink, you know, and I like to have, like, one. I'll bring it on stage with me, but... I don't drink. I think some people think that I'll just get like people are like you just must get so drunk. I'm like no, because then you can't perform.
Right.
I know some people can, but I wouldn't be. I mean, I made that mistake when I first started. I was like, I just drink. No, because then you just don't make any sense.
George Lopez did that years ago. I went to see him. And
got trashed.
He must have had four or five in the one show that I saw.
He takes it after jokes.
And and he's like, come on, bring me a shot of tequila. I'm like, dude.
That is, well, that's why he'd find picture photos of him laying around in casinos. We've all passed out on the floor.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Sarah Colonna from Chelsea Lately. How did you meet Chelsea?
We actually met a really long time ago when we were both like 22 years old in an improv class.
Wow.
Yeah, we wanted to do stand up. We took an improv class. Both of us were terrible in the improv class.
I hate improv.
You know, it's such a, like, I think some people think like if it's the same thing, it's not such a specific
than stand up?
Yeah, it's so different. It's like, you know, asking games and names.
That sketch comedy crap.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch. It's fun to watch when people are good at it, but when it's bad, it's bad. And I was bad.
They make us take, they made us a couple times take I'm the worst, and I have a really bad attitude to go on top of it. So don't want to see me in an improv class.
I kind of do want to see you in an improv class. Well,
no, you don't.
What's your favorite improv exercise that you remember from back in the day?
I don't even remember any of them. I don't know. I remember just having to do, like, put on wigs.
Yeah.
Put on
wigs. Talk to light switches. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But the first time you get the nerve to get on stage, I've had some people say, you should try stand-up. Just the thought of it makes me want to vomit. How do you get the nerve up just to get up there that first time?
I don't know. It's just what I always wanted to do. So I guess
from being a kid?
Yeah. I just always wanted to do it. So I guess in my mind, it makes me nervous. Definitely very nervous still, which I think is good because I think if you get too confident, then you can be a little too cocky. You
know
what I mean?
Scared.
I think you should, like, the nerves sort of give you adrenaline. I mean, you don't want to be up there terrified.
Right.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
It's awkward.
Tonight I might just go into knock knock jokes and see what happens.
Yeah, knock knock.
Who's there?
Uh-oh. Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Moo!
See? You made a comedian laugh.
I know. But I think she's out of pity. So, it was more of an out of pity laugh.
Sarah Colonna, who is your favorite stand-up comedian?
I have a few. I mean, right now, like, I love Kevin Hart so much. Right? I mean, I saw him.
He's in a feud with Mike Epps.
They squashed it.
Wait, what? They did squash it,
going
right?
Back and forth.
But
it's ugly.
But what was the feud about? Like, what started it?
Mike started it saying that Kevin was overrated, one of the most overrated comedians right now. And
that I opened the door for him. And, you know, he's over. The reason he's famous is because he's being exposed so much. It's just because
it's a Twitter
good
feud,
publicist
so,
thing.
Right.
So what famous comedian got famous because of you?
Kevin Hart as well, actually. Yes. Yeah. Very few people know that. But no, he's not overrated, I don't think. I think he's very fun. I mean, it doesn't make sense to say you're famous because he's, in the market. Yeah, that's because he's famous. That's why he's in the movie.
Well, that's what he came back and said. He goes, well, apparently you have time to do this. Mike Hart saying this to Mike Epps.
Right.
Kevin Hart saying this to Mike Epps. I'm working. What are you doing? So that was his retort.
That's exactly. Nice. I like that. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Good for him.
Yeah.
And that's exciting that your book is being turned into a TV show, Life as I Blow It.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You never know. I mean, it's in development. So
you're going
to
star in it?
Yeah, you have to star in it.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the point, right?
Right, yes. What is the point? I don't want to write anything and then have to just sit by and watch someone else do it.
Right.
I want to Kevin Hart that.
And what would the whole premise of the show be? I mean, like, you're set in a ad agency. I mean, what's the premise?
This one is, well, they're developing it. So it's not completely.
It's not
that far yet. So, I had one that was going to be, I was going to play a sports agent that was sort of like disgraced and then had to move back to Arkansas, which is where I'm from. And then just, like, start covering the Razorbacks. And I was really excited about that one, but it didn't end up getting made.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it went far, but then it didn't end up getting made. So.
That happens a lot, huh?
Yeah, it does. It's a bummer. I mean, you get, you know, you're excited to get even that far. So, you know, it's a cool thing. But then when it doesn't get, you know, when you get the call that they're like, okay, they're not picking it up. You're like,
I just want to be able to say one day that I'm taking a meeting in Hollywood. I've got a meeting. I'm taking a meeting.
Just say it.
The pitch
Starbucks.
Meeting.
Just say it. It'll mean just as much as when anyone else says it.
Right.
Everyone's always taking a meeting.
Sarah, being a comedian, is it tough to talk to men? Are they intimidated by your funniness?
Kelly's over there going, say yes.
Kelly's
gotta validate.
Adamant.
That's why I'm single.
Kelly's adamant that it's impossible to find a man because she's so hilarious.
That's why it is.
It is. I agree with it. It's so hard because I think people think, well, first of all, I'm just like touring all the time. And then people are like, oh, you must meet people on the road. And I'm like, well, no. Well, I don't know. What's going to happen from there? Like, okay, great to meet you. See you.
Quick
see
little
you
hookup.
Never, you're going to be my never again. Baltimore fella.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have them kind of spread out.
You got hoes in different area codes?
But I do. I think it is difficult because people think, you know, hey, you're going to talk about. I mean, I went on like a kind of a blind date a few months ago. And the first thing he was like, are you going to put me in your act? And I was like, well, now I am.
Yeah.
Like,
it is difficult. But I'm dating someone now, though.
Really? What's he like?
Is he younger? Are you a cougar?
Kelly gets excited.
Right.
Well, it's weird because I was single for so long because of that. But he is younger than me, which is weird.
Like a lot? Like, is this him?
Yeah. Wait, how old do you have to be a cougar, though?
Well, I think late 30s to early and mid and upper 40s.
I like to believe that you can't be a cougar until you're like 45.
That's what I think.
Thank you. So I like that sound effect a lot, by the way. Yeah.
There's a reason it's on standby.
Right. Right. He's 32 and I'm 39. So it's
not too terrible.
Yeah, that's not cougar status yet.
Yeah. But he plays football. So it's like, that's what I found. This is
so
somebody
hot.
That like he.
Professionally?
Yes.
Oh, really? For who?
You've dated a professional football player?
For the Seahawks.
Oh, well, really? He's a Super Bowl winner.
He has a Super Bowl winner. Yeah,
how about
that? You wear his ring?
Yeah. Well, he hasn't gotten
it yet.
But you know, I'm gonna wear it.
Are you gonna wear it on a chain around your neck because you're going steady?
Are you dating Beast Mode?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he's the punter, so nobody knows who he is, which is a good thing.
Oh, that's cool.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I'm totally kidding. No, he's very, very good at his job, obviously.
Well, they were giving us a big fact sheet on you, and it says that you're a huge. Well. Maybe not huge.
Don't stop at huge.
Right, I know exactly.
Bachelor and Bachelorette fan.
Well, you know what? I used to not watch any of those, but I got sucked into The Bachelor this year because of Juan Pablo.
Oh, Juan Pablo.
It's okay. It's okay.
I mean, didn't you want to punch that guy in the face?
But didn't you love him like week one? Week one, you loved him. Week two, you still kind of liked him. By week three, you're like,
who is this idiot?
I never liked him.
From the beginning?
No. He seems so annoying and...
His sound effects were awesome.
Oh, God.
Hello, hello, hello.
I feel like the producers were even like, who is this guy?
Yeah, they were.
Wouldn't you be creeped out when a guy grabs your hand every time and he goes,
Yes.
Every single time?
He's European.
He's not. He's South American.
Yeah, that's way away.
It's way away from the Europe.
Not at all. And I'm not at all. Geography expert.
I don't know geography.
Kelly Raspberry, geography.
I do not. I admit it. I do not know geography.
Smartest on the show, by the way.
He's from Cabo.
Yeah, he's from Cabo.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened in the ocean with him and that one girl.
They
did it.
Okay.
Which is incredibly
muy coochie.
But how can you do it and then get mad at the person for doing it with you? That doesn't seem fair.
He's a guy. I mean, yeah, he's a guy. He's an idiot.
He's going to spin things.
Yeah, it's the way he treated her afterwards.
Yeah. But
girls always take that way more seriously than a guy does. That's just a thing for him.
Yeah, but he was just sort of, he was like mad at her for doing, he was like, you shouldn't have done that with me. It's like, well, you did it. You have to, I don't have to explain.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Now, do you ever go to the doctor for things that aren't doctor related?
Why did you ask that? That's very,
yeah, very random.
I was wondering
very
about that.
An awkward question.
You know, pre-interview shit.
I've been wondering.
Just sitting there, just thinking about your next doctor visit.
Because we were talking to nurses because it's Nurse Appreciation Week.
Is it really Nurse Appreciation Week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And Teacher Appreciation Week, both.
Well, I don't know many nurses or teachers, but I do appreciate them. So, yes, I have gone to the doctor for things that, yes, I think normal. Like, I went to the doctor because I felt like I was very grumpy. Which one of my friends was.
Okay.
Oh, it's true. That's a woman thing. Men don't do that.
Give you a pill for that?
Well, I was hoping, but I mean, I know normal people would just be like, stop being grumpy. But I was like, no, I thought it was like my hormones were off or something. I want a medical diagnosis because that way when people say, hey, you seem a little bit rude lately, I can say, well, I have a problem. It's a medical condition. And then I can make someone feel bad about making me feel bad. Exactly. Yeah. I also went to the doctor one time because I thought I had early menopause, but I just had the flu.
Oh.
I was feeling hot. Is that good news or bad news for you?
Good. Well, you know what? It wouldn't be bad news in some ways. I know some people get mad about menopause, but I don't want to have kids, so I could have menopause. That's fine.
Do us guys go through a menopause type thing?
No, we have a midlife crisis.
We
buy a Corvette or a boat.
Yeah.
Buy a Corvette, date a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not that bad.
I don't know if you go through physical. Well, I guess there's a reason you have to take the little blue pill. Is that your menopause?
No, that's just production stuff.
Well, I mean, that would be your body change.
That means the little man has pause.
I was going to say, I was going to say, it would be actually the definition of a pause. Yeah.
Oh, Sarah Colonna from Chelsea Lately. I'm
on the road now.
On the road right now. If we wanted to catch you in our town, where do we go? What's your website?
It's sarahcolonna.com, C-O-L-O-N-N-A, and then on Twitter on @sarahcolonna, and I always put my tour dates up there, too.
Yeah, we'll put a link on kidnation.com, because that's a lot of information for people to
read. It is a lot of information.
We will. We'll put it
this
up
early, and especially since you guys are hammered since you've been drinking.
Yeah, we are. It's Sarah with an H, by the way, right?
Yes.
And Kelowna with an A.
Yeah, a is
and
not
no
silent.
G.
The A is not
it
silent.
It sounds like Cologne, but there's no G in there.
But the H confusing in Sarah is silent. That's a good That's point.
Yeah.
It's not Sarah.
Second N in Kelowna.
I've watched you perform, and I loved your act. I had
Thank
a blast.
Thank you. Thank you. You were here last time I performed.
Yeah, last time you performed. And I wanted to talk to you the whole time, but...
Well, why didn't you?
So, hey.
Hey. Were you too intimidated?
Yeah, I was so intimidated.
You know, it's You're a funny woman funny. Thing. He can't handle a funny woman.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mrs. Raspberry.
What up, Rosie?
No, it's still Ms. Raspberry, just like it has been since school started back in August.
Oh.
I mean, if I haven't taught you guys my name in the past few months, I have to ask if I taught you anything.
Yes, Mrs. Raspberry.
I give up. School's almost over, so it doesn't really matter anymore. I'm just going to start picturing myself lying on the couch, binging on Real Housewives marathons on Bravo, not hearing any voices other than what's coming out of my TV if I don't want to. So let's just get on with the day, on to more positive things. You know, I want to thank you. It was so sweet of you all to bring me gifts throughout the week. Well, most of you have made me feel very special during Teacher Appreciation Week. And to those students, I say thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mrs. Raspberry, I brought you some sneakers, but it melted in my pocket, so it's all gooey now.
You can keep
you
that.
You can have it. Here.
No.
Here.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yo, Tootie with the booty. Have you had a chance to try on that sexy piece of body appreciating lingerie that I bought you the other day? I mean, I went thoughtful on your booty, see, because I appreciate you as a teacher and as a hottie. All I asked for in exchange was a selfie of you wearing my gift. But I have yet to receive such a gesture. So I'm going to be over at your crib around 9 tonight just to take that picture myself. So make sure you're comfortable. Maybe have a little drink poured out for your homies, you know, so you'll be nice and relaxed, all right?
Al Mac, I gave you that completely disrespectful and inappropriate gift back. And if you come within 100 yards of my house tonight, I will be calling 911.
Yeah, but then we could call you Mrs. Blackberry.
Like the phone, I have one.
Slow down,
Red. Calm down. Pump your brakes. You know what I'm saying? Big Al ain't trying to hurt nobody. No reason to be all hateful and rude. Is that the way you want to be talking on Judgment Day? I don't think so. Now, I'm just going to sit here and wait for your Apollo, G.
Fine, if that'll keep you quiet. I am sorry, Big Al, but still, don't come anywhere near my house tonight. I'm serious. And we do need to address something. You are entirely too old to be in the third grade.
Your mama too old to be in the third grade.
Leave my mother out of this. I mean, you know, come on. You've got two children that I know of, and you're old enough to buy alcohol. So whether you pass or not, I'm just going to have to push you out the door and get you into fourth grade next year.
All right, that's cool. I'm practically a graduate anyway. I'm going to go down to the liquor store and get me some Hennessy so I can celebrate.
Fine. Why don't you go now? Bye.
Oh, dang. I seem to have misplaced my wallet. Can you spot a brother of 20 red? I'll hit you back plus interest just as soon as my second cousin's brother's girlfriend pays me what she owed me. That bitch.
No.
Hola, Senora Raspberry. I heard through the vine. Oh, that's a cool app, man. I like that.
No, I think he means grapevine. It's, you know, just a saying, a figure of speech.
Oh, some great wine?
No.
It's I heard through the vine.
Okay.
That's what
fine.
It is.
That's fine.
But I heard through the vine that you have a little hija that you raised as a solo mother.
Mm-hmm. In McKellie, yeah.
Yeah. And since it's Sunday, it's the day to celebrate madres and tell them how much we love them. I want to give you a large hug and never let go.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Rose said to Jack in the water in the Titanic movie, but then she did let go, but because Rose, eras mentirosa, and then Jack died, so she did let go, and that made my water eyes.
What?
But I am not a liar, so I will never let you go. I will love you forever and ever if you want, Senora Raspberry.
Oh, JC, that's really a sweet thought. But
it's true, Mrs. Raspberry.
You are the most favorite maestro of all time. In my book, I appreciate you more than tamales verdes.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Like I said, the thought is very sweet.
I don't understand half of what you just said.
Your mom doesn't understand half of it.
Speaking Spanglish there.
Tamales? green tamales?
Yeah, those are good. Try them.
Well, I can't have you just hanging on me forever. You know, we have rules about touching in school we're required to follow now, too, thanks to that unfortunate incident with the shop teacher. But you are very sweet to want to hug me forever. And with that, why don't we just move on now with our lesson?
Do you not want him holding on to you because he's Mexican?
It has nothing to do with it, Jenna.
Well, wait. Actually, I have something I'm supposed to give you, Mrs. Raspberry. My daddy says it's very important to show those who serve us how much we appreciate their hard work, no matter how menial their duties may be.
Jenna said duties.
Now, I know you're very single, and that you probably spend most of your nights alone grading papers, making lesson plans for us, which is probably followed by you, again, going to bed alone and crying yourself to sleep.
Have you been peeking through my windows?
No, Mrs. Raspberry. I just figured that was the case. Anyway, I want you to know how much I appreciate you because you've shown me exactly what I don't want to be when I grow up.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I am going to go to college on my soccer scholarship, but it's really just so I can end up meeting a professional athlete. And then I'm going to spend my days at the spa and the country club while my nanny raises my kids. And when I'm lounging around my heated pool, I'll think back on all the little people who made an impact on my life along the way. People like you, Mrs. Raspberry.
Well, thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it, I think.
Oh, here's my big surprise for you. After school yesterday, I met up with my daddy's pilot at the private hangar, and we flew to South Carolina and back. That's it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, this is what I meant to say. I got you a present. Look.
Boiled peanuts?
Yes. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, Jenna, I forgive you for every insulting and hurtful thing you've ever said about me. All my years of being an underpaid, overworked teacher have finally paid off. And all because of one spoiled little rich girl. Thank you, Jenna. And thank you, all of you in the class.
Shot. What did she get you? That sounded like it hurts.
Boiled peanuts.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah,
boiled peanuts.
Oh.
I know, the English is a second language thing. I get it.
Cacahuates, okay.
Again, thank you, class.
Thank you, Mrs. Raspberry.
It's Ms. You know what? I don't care. Just give me them boiled peanuts. Class dismissed.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.